whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Good morning, everybody. Steelers, Ravens, getting ever closer. They don't play tomorrow. They play the day after. It's pretty much a Friday as far as the Steelers are concerned. Good injury report news yesterday. Everybody healthy. Cam Hayward probably got some Vera flu. Got a little Vicks vapor rub, perhaps some Alka-Seltzer.
Uh-huh.
He was staying at home.
Uh-huh.
Drink some tea. Chris Boswell sick. He'll be fine. That's all you're working with. Meanwhile, Baltimore, Zay Flowers didn't practice again. He ain't going to play in the game, Doran.
Nope.
So that's going to help the Steelers big time. I don't know if we've discussed that enough. No Zay Flowers is a huge deal, but that's not the biggest deal. If you are a Steelers fan and you are looking for optimism, there are two reasons why you're optimistic in this game. It's the way the Steelers have played against the Ravens. I guess there's three. The way the Steelers have played against Lamar and the way that Lamar has played in the playoffs. And then I see yesterday in his media availability, Lamar Jackson's, he said when asked about the playoffs, quote, "I'm usually just too excited, that's all. I'm too antsy, that's all. I'm seeing things before it happens, like, oh, I have to calm myself down," end quote. This playoff thing is real for him, Doran. And so the question is, if it's a close game, do we expect him to kind of melt down the way he was in the playoffs and the way he has against the Steelers? And I guess the most important part of that is, can the Steelers make it close enough to get his demons all swirling around in his head? And frankly, John Harbaugh's demons with the Steelers swirling around in his head. What do you think?
Well, I think that should be the message, right? Like, obviously, you want to go out there and win the football game, and you want to control the football game. You want to dominate the football game, but it's the NFL and it's the playoffs, so that's not really the case. So if I'm Mike Tomlin and I'm talking to my team, I'm like, hey, we need to get this game and keep this game as close as possible, because we know that, you know who, on Mr. Jackson on the other side may crap down his leg, or we can make him crap down his leg. Let's keep this game as close as possible. If we are somewhat losing the game, let's keep it close. We have to keep this game close. Unless we are running away with the football game and we keep our foot on the gas, yeah, that's the appropriate route to win, of course. But if we are down in this football game, let's be realistic, guys. Like, I'm being realistic with my team. I mean, if we are down, like, you know how some coaches and some people be like, it's all positive. Like, no, let's look at every angle that we could possibly go through, and let's assess it, and let's see how we're going to attack it. If we are down in this football game, we have to make sure that we are not down. We have to keep this game close, because we know at the end of the day, we will come through. We will win. We will get in the head of John Harbaugh. We will get in the head of the Ravens. We'll get in the head of Lamar Jackson. And I think that should be the thought process of T.J. Watt, Cam Hayward, and all those guys. And Deshaun Elliott, who didn't get the chance to play, and, you know, he's a huge component to this. So I think that you have a really good shot if you keep the game close.
I would tend to agree with that. There are so many tentacles with this conversation. How do you keep it close?
Right.
Do you come out and you take the football and you try to march down the field and score and you throw it all over the place? Or do you take the football and you try to run the ball and you try to take time off the clock? Or do you put your defense on the field first and hope that your best unit can go out there and rattle Lamar Jackson? I do not want to gloss over the Zay Flowers thing, though. He had 100 yards the last time these two teams played. Lamar only threw for 207.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
He also threw a pick. He also fumbled the football. If the Steelers jump on that fumble earlier in the game, maybe it's a different game. Maybe Lamar gets even more in his head. I think at the end of the game, Ravens fans, when Lamar does throw that interception to Minkah Fitzpatrick, hey, Minkah, good to see you, I think they're all thinking, oh my God, here we go again.
Yes.
You want that feeling in this game. Can you keep it close? I think that's fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Because no Steelers-Ravens game after a blowout in the Tomlin-Harbaugh era has ever been a blowout again. You haven't had two double-digit games back-to-back in this series. So history tells us there it's not going to be a blowout. On the flip side, the Steelers were down 21-0 against Jacksonville, 28-0 against Cleveland, 35-7 against Kansas City, and 21-0 against Buffalo. So they've got blown out early in all these recent playoff games. They were down 10-0 in New England before that in a playoff game. And in this four-game losing streak, the Steelers have been outscored 40-3 in the first quarter. So history in this series tells us it ain't going to be a blowout. But history for the Steelers come the playoffs tells us they don't hang around in these things. And also the last four games tell us the Steelers haven't been hanging around. So I think it's fascinating. What do they need to do? I whacked the mic there. What do they need to do? How do they need to play it to ensure that this is within arm's reach in the fourth quarter, do you think?
I was watching the Cavs game last night, Cavs Thunder, one of the best NBA games of the season. Two really good teams, but two of the best teams in the NBA.
Yeah.
I watch a lot of NBA. And the announcer said something that really stuck to me, and it has to do with every sport. The Cavs, the reason why that they're so good is because of their first quarter.
Hmm.
Their first quarter, they get out. They get out. They don't miss, and they are rolling as soon as that ball is tipped. And then they get that lead. They create that gap, and they create that mentality like, okay, you're going to have to chase us the whole game, and we're going to continue this route of how we're playing. And it's not as aggressive as you think, but like it is, they know structurally what they need to do to get out in that first quarter, and that's why they've been winning so many games. That has to do with a lot of sports, and especially football, and especially the Steelers, which they don't do well. You need to get out early. If you get out early, take the football if you have a chance and get aggressive. And we talk about keeping this game close, right? Keeping this game close with a lead is different, clearly, than keeping the game close without a lead.
Yeah.
So you're in control. So you go down there, and that first drive, if you can, you score a touchdown, you're up 7-0. That is taking control of the football game. But also, if you have to keep it close, you still have that half step on the team that you're playing, which is the Baltimore Ravens. So what do they have to do? They have to get aggressive. They have to attack this football game. We say it almost every week, and I know it sounds redundant, man, but like you have to get aggressive. I think that you have to go down there, and it has to look like the Cincinnati Bengals game, the first game this year. You have to pass. You have to, first down, do not run the football. Go out there and attack them and try to get a lead and let them chase you.
I tend to agree, and since we're stealing Starkey's topic, with every syllable and half syllable that you just uttered, because trying to take the air out of the game is what they've tried to do, and it hasn't friggin' worked. This four-game stretch, they're running the ball on first down. They're being ultra conservative. They say they want to keep the ball out of Burrow's hands, yet they kick it off when they win the toss. No, take the ball, throw the thing. And if you throw it early, then maybe you can run it at the end of the game when it matters.
Yes.
You've got to keep the defense honest. Because running the ball on first down into crowded boxes, that ain't no way to assert yourself.
No.
And I think the crowd matters a great deal in this too, Doran. You don't want that place in a fever pitch. But more than that, I think you want to put that seed of doubt in that spot early. You want all those purple-clad jackasses in M&T Bank Stadium going, here we go again against the Steelers. You want them thinking, here we go again in a playoff game. Get that nervous energy going. Because when the quarterback, who could very well win his third MVP of his career, is saying, oh, in the playoffs, I've been antsy. I think there's a chance he's antsy again. Not if he has success early.
Mm-mm.
Make him play from behind.
Yeah, you don't want to give him any hope of winning early. Because if you do, it's over.
Snowball going downhill.
It's over, man. He is a fan. I mean, we know how good he is. I mean, you just said it. Almost his third MVP. Like, you give a guy like that any sliver of hope, he is running with
Exercise the demon.
He's running with it.
Plus, I think the more pressure there is on Harbaugh in the game, the more he starts thinking about goofy stuff. And we saw it in game one between these two teams. They just didn't hand the ball to Derrick Henry. Why? It's idiotic. It's a close game. It's a tight game. if Baltimore gets out to this early lead and they say, okay, we're just going to hand it off to Derrick Henry, uh-oh.
Yep.
But if you have an early lead or it's right there for you, maybe he starts overthinking things. Maybe they want Lamar to be the hero. Maybe Lamar wants to play hero ball.
And then you almost not eliminate Derrick Henry, but if you get out to a lead, like, they're not going to be thinking about running the football as much.
Right.
They will run it, but like it's going to be more in Lamar's hands, which is probably, in a weird way, what you want. You want Lamar to have to try to beat you, I think.
I think in general, I totally disagree with that. In a playoff game and between these two teams,
yes.
I totally agree with you.
Yes, that's exactly what
I'm
saying.
He's a hell of a player. The sample size is what it is. He's a multiple-time MVP. He can beat anybody and everybody, except he's had problems with this team, and he's had problems in these spots.
Yes.
That being said, I don't have a lot of confidence the Steelers can keep it close early. Because in the playoffs, they don't, and in these four games, they haven't. And all season long, they've been much better of a finishing team and a second-half team than they have been in early in the game team. Mike Tomlin has said ad nauseum this year, you didn't lose the game in the first quarter. Yeah, you did. And yeah, you can.
Yeah, that was my point.
He doesn't view it that way.
So you can win and lose games, and that's the Cavs, man. They won that game last night by like 4 points because of that. First quarter.
You and I see it that way. I think everybody should see it that way. The head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers doesn't seem to see it that way. And if he does, he hasn't done enough to be able to figure it out. Here's a text and a good one at 412-928-9370. Start the game with a no huddle.
Yes.
And you need Mike Williams and you need Jaylen Warren. This ain't the time to get cute. No, play your best, most dynamic players.
I think Mike Williams is better with the no huddle because there's only so many routes he needs to run and only so many combinations that he needs to run. He's not going to move all over the field. He's going to stay in one spot. And he's going to get signals.
Yes.
So if it's a situation where he has trouble learning this offense from coming in the midpoint of the season, eliminate all of that and just have him work with Russ.
And you know what else you do too? Baltimore doesn't blitz a lot, but they do all that simulated pressure stuff. They'll have seven guys on the line of scrimmage. They'll drop a few back, but they're only rushing four. Mm. And it's up to your young, not great, offensive line to discern what they're trying to do. You go no huddle, you take them out of that.
Yes.
They got to be simplistic on that side of the ball. So this is what you need to do. This is, as the Mandalorian would say, the way. Go in there, be aggressive, take the fight to them, punch them in the mouth. I got a Russ question that fits into all this when we come back. But the question to all of yins out there, 412-928-9370, and we've taken calls all week and we'll take calls all day today. Pat Bostick with us from 7 until 10. Can the Steelers make it close enough to let Lamar and Harbaugh's demons matter? 412-928-9370. Give us a ring on that fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. Here's the question. Can the Steelers keep this game close enough for Lamar's playoff / Steelers demons to surface? Not a ton of votes. Just put it up like 5 minutes ago. But 60% of people saying, yes, the Steelers can keep it close. So for us, we've said that means throw it. Punch him in the mouth. Be aggressive. Do what they don't expect. For the Steelers, keeping it close might mean the opposite. Mike Tomlin might think, let's drag this thing into the mud. And I don't like when they do that against good teams. It has not worked against good teams. It has worked against Baltimore, though. Baltimore seems almost content with, well, we know these are always close. And they kind of play into the Steelers' hands.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous, because I think that the Ravens have the better roster. They definitely have the better quarterback. I mean, he's on the short list for best quarterback in football, and they have seemed to be content with playing the Steelers game. I just don't think that you can do it that way in this game.
No.
Be what you haven't been in the last month. Be what you were when you were 10-3. When they were 10-3, they were throwing that football.
Mm-hmm.
And they finished strong against Washington, but if we'll remember, they had the fake punt.
Uh-huh.
That's aggressive.
Yes.
And they were dominating that game early. It wasn't necessarily reflected on the scoreboard, but I felt like they were in control of that football game, and they go for the fake punt. And it kind of gave Washington the momentum there and after. But I appreciate the aggressiveness. That's what I'm looking for, Doran.
Me too.
I would rather it look like that than, okay, early on, we're trying to drag them into the depths of hell.
Yeah, I mean, this is the psychological game that you have to play in the chess match because, you know, it's all well and good whenever you're, you know, taking chances and trying to drag games into the mud whenever it's warm out, you know, whenever it's still nice out, it's about 70 degrees, you have a night game against the Cowboys, and, you know, it's all well and good then. But now whenever it's chilly and it's snowy, and you only got one game, and it's the playoffs, you got to do everything that's necessary.
Burn the boats, Doran.
Burn the boats. You have to do everything that's necessary. And that's what Arthur Smith said. I mean, at the end of the day, like,
he said the right things. Arthur Smith did yesterday. He said the right things. But will he do the right things? Will Mike Tomlin allow him to do the right things? Amanda from Y108 is behind us making faces.
What's she doing?
I have no idea what she's doing. But
she's being real creepy.
You know how I am, Doran. I saw you looking over my shoulder, and you're looking like, what the heck's going on? And I thought someone was coming in here to smack me upside the head with a tennis racket.
She just stood there for like 5 minutes.
We can't be distracted. It's playoff football.
I know.
This is the show before the show, man. This is what we do for a living. This is what it's all about. We're breaking down Steelers, Ravens. We can't be distracted.
Mm-hmm.
Here's another angle to all of this. Okay, Lamar's demons, playoffs and Steelers. If you keep it close, a guy who always makes the plays but doesn't in the playoffs, is he going to combust? Maybe. I think that's what you want to see in this game. If you keep it close, if it's 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter and it's a one-score game, what is that guy going to do? What is Harbaugh going to do? I buy that. I now have worries about what Russell Wilson's going to do in a close game. The reason why there was so much optimism about this team when they were 10-3 is because Russ, not only was he coming through in almost every situation, he was coming through in the biggest situations. Against Washington, that's a hell of a throw to Mike Williams, the way he moved in the pocket, the ball placement, the identification of it pre-snap. But the last couple of games that have been close in the fourth quarter, he's crapped the bed. In the Ravens game, it's a one-score game. Start of the fourth quarter against Baltimore, and he throws a horrendous pick six. That best case scenario, the ball is complete, and you pick up a yard or two. Worst case is that thing flutters out there, it goes the other way, ball game, see ya, blouses. So there was that. And then the end of the Cincy game is tough for me to get out of my mind. Him staying in bounds, and not just that, you've got the game. If you throw a reasonably accurate ball to George Pickens,
yeah,
you put it in his vicinity, and you probably win the football game.
If he catches it.
Doesn't make the throw, and he makes the bad decision. So, do we trust Lamar late? I think most Steelers fans would say, no, let's put him in that spot. Do we trust Russell Wilson late?
Kind of have to.
You do have to.
Who else are you going to trust?
You have to.
Have to.
But I don't know that I think that he's going to come through.
But that's why this is so fascinating, because we're going to see playoff Russ and see if that's real and see if it's still real.
I heard this stat on a podcast yesterday. There are only 17 quarterbacks in the history of the NFL that have a winning playoff record. That's insane.
Mm-hmm.
17 all time. He's one of them. He also number two in the playoffs and playoff wins behind Patrick Mahomes, of course. So he's number two. This is what we've talked about for so long.
Yes.
This is why you have a veteran. You also have to, I think part of how he finishes is how the game starts and what they entrust him with.
Yes.
The Cincinnati game, he's at the line of scrimmage. He's gyrating. He's hand motioning. He's getting them in the right play. I think they've kind of taken some of those freedoms away from him the last couple of weeks. Here's what we're going to do, and we're going to do it. Give him that freedom early. And if he's in a rhythm and he's in that flow and the game is on Russ, they should put it all on Russ. And it's close late. Maybe that gives him a better chance of coming through late.
I wish we could pull some footage or some audio or something of like a successful, like a Tom Brady talking about the different play in the playoffs, or even like Russ. Like, I'm sure that we could find something somewhere. We're not going to be able to do it this week, but like, you know, what is different? Like, what is his approach? Is his approach different? Like, is his mindset different? Like, because he knows, right? Like, he knows what it takes, clearly. But is that going to change? Like, is he going to be like, all right, I have to be conservative in the playoffs because things are happening faster, and I know I can't force things, or I do need to get aggressive. I do need to force things because the tension is so thick and so tight that if I can break that tension early, then everything else just kind of blossoms.
Yeah.
Kind of just like, I would love to know a successful NFL playoff quarterback and how their mindset might change or stay the same.
There was a quarterback that played for West Virginia, Skylar Howard, a couple of years ago. And Dana Holgorsen, the first play of every game, was the most predictable thing in the world, would always call QB power so that he would have to take a lick.
Yes.
And he thought that settled him in. I'm not saying Russ needs to take a lick, but get him in a rhythm early.
Right.
I've always felt that clutch isn't coming up and playing out of your shoes and being a better player in the biggest moments. I've always found clutches, if you're a great player, just continue to be great whenever it's tough.
Mm-hmm. Nothing wavers.
Yeah.
The situations don't expand.
Right.
It's still the same thing. It's still football.
Right. It's not being better than you are normally. It's just, if you're great, staying great.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Tommy Maddox, all of a sudden turns into Joe Montana at the end of games. No, can you just maintain your level of play? And Lamar Jackson in the playoffs has performed under his expectation by a wide margin. 75 quarterback rating in the playoffs for Lamar Jackson. 75. The guy's got a 114 rating this year? Can you maintain your excellence, or does the moment become too big for you? Russ has largely come up pretty well in these moments. He did throw an interception at the end of the second Super Bowl that they were in. That's one of them fluky ones, mm-hmm. though. I'm sure that they held that against him in Seattle, but I think they hold it more against Pete Carroll.
For sure.
Like, that's a bad idea more than it was a bad throw for me.
Yes.
Or maybe I'm just seeking comfort.
No, you're right.
Thank you.
Should have ran the ball.
Oh, my God.
Marshawn Lynch.
I have never been more viscerally mad at a team that doesn't, or in a game that doesn't involve my teams in my life.
Like, I couldn't believe it, actually. I was stunned. Stunned.
There's no chance they stop him. Zero. Give that guy multiple cracks. Tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. That's South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And then you can, of course, text us, 412-928-9370. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they've always said there's never a fee unless we get money for you. The question, can the Steelers keep it close enough for Lamar's playoff demons to rise to the surface? We'll also hear from Arthur Smith, burning boats, things of that nature, when we come back.
Everybody watches this stuff, and we've used Justin before. Certainly, we've had things up. Every week, he's been healthy. We're not going to leave anything left, no stone left unturned. It's what the playoffs is. I mean, like, whatever, you get to the drama, the ups and downs of the season, and however you shake it, you're in a single elimination tournament. I use that analogy. Let's burn the boats. You got to win to stay in and win, survive in advance. And so we'll use everything at our disposal, assuming it's the appropriate thing to do.
The Vikings used to burn the boats, Doran. That's what that comes from.
Mm-hmm.
They would get on shore and they'd say, oh, we ain't here to mess around. We're burning the boats. And our guys know there ain't no turning back. There ain't no retreat. The boats are gone. We gonna swim? No.
They'd burn their own boats?
They would burn the boats. Everybody's boats. Oh, all the boats would be burning.
That's just ridiculous.
That's badass. We are here to take your land and do some really terrible things. And we are burning the boats. There's no retreat.
Gotta keep one boat.
Yeah, you got to have at least one.
One.
You got to have one. No escape hatch. No escape rope from like Pokemon. You remember that? You ever go up in the...
Oh, no.
Callus, what was that one rock tunnel? You get in a rock tunnel and you can't see anything in Pokemon, but you have the escape rope just in case things got a little squirrely in there for you?
What makes you think I know that?
Okay. Text me if you know, because I don't want to be out here on this island alone at 412-928-9370. What does burning the boats mean for one Arthur Smith? How creative can he get? I'll tell you a couple things I want to see. More Jaylen Warren. A lot of Jaylen Warren. And then it's just time. As much Mike Williams as you can. Figure it out with the guy. He's one of your best eligibles. And I'm talking early, too. I think that is a key to this game. A, you want to get Pickens involved early and often.
Uh-huh.
But you also want to make Mike Williams a viable threat. That throw down the sideline, the 26-yarder, that's kind of where things started to change for the Steelers in the Cincinnati game. Throw one or two up to that guy early so that you got to contend with him as a legitimate deep threat. Those are some of the things I'd like to see Arthur Smith do in this game.
Yeah, I mean, and then the texter, and you know, we've kind of been calling for this all year, the no huddle. I think you could do a lot of those things in that scenario, especially having Jaylen Warren on the field, getting him involved early. Jaylen Warren only had, what, 6 carries last game? It's just very weird, some of the disbursements and how they've been utilized, the running backs at times. I mean, even throw Cordero Patterson in there. Sometimes it just doesn't make sense. Like, let's be honest, Crowley, man, like, everything has to hit. You know, they have to hit on all cylinders. I mean, and that's every team if you want to win in the playoffs, but especially the Steelers that didn't have any momentum going into the playoffs and were on a losing streak and, you know, just really trying to recreate their identity. Whenever you get into a situation like this in single elimination football, you have to, everything has to be buttoned up. And then you have a chance. Now, really good teams, everything has to be buttoned up, and they know that they're going to win. They know they're going to advance. The Chiefs know, well, they're sitting at home. They know that they took care of business and had things buttoned up in the season to get a bye and have teams come to them at Arrowhead. So, you know, whenever you are trying to figure yourself out, the last thing you can do is leave something open. Like, everything has to be hitting.
Oh, yeah.
Everything. Penalties, like, how many times did they have had red zone penalties this year? Like, things like that just can't happen. You have one of those in this game, it's over.
You know what? Baltimore, most penalized team in the NFL. So there's that. That'll help. Although, I saw that this officiating crew, so on average, home teams win 57% of the time in the NFL. With this particular officiating crew, the head official, the home team's got an 83% winning percentage. I don't know. Maybe he's refereed like Eagles, Panthers.
Yeah, right.
Or like Chiefs, Raiders. Some of these big-time teams going against some lowly teams. I don't know. I didn't do that deep a dive. I just saw the statistic. So something to keep in mind. When Arthur Smith said, no stone left unturned, burning the boats, I've said empty the chamber. Could be simple things, too, like throwing on first down. Love that. You come out, first play of the game, little play action shot. If it works, you're off and running. If it doesn't work, you've given them something to think about. I think something just as little and simple as that can go a long way in this one, Dorn. Play action, first play of the game, on first down, when in the last game, 12 consecutive first down runs apart from the 2-minute drill. Well, now it's the next series, and if you run the ball on first down, I think it's even a little bit more powerful because you just showed them that, hey, right, we're willing to do something different on first down initially. Things like that. Breaking tendencies is huge. But player usage is huge, huge as well.
So, I mean, if you're the Ravens, you're thinking, okay, what's the trend? They're going to run first down. So you probably have that in the back of your mind if you're the defense. And the thing that where I like where you're going with this, if you just hit them with play action on the first play of the game and say, you know, they're thinking that it's run, 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 so their eyes are peeking, and then George gets a step, you're almost in a win-win situation because you probably could draw a penalty. Or you complete the pass. Like, and if Russ puts it in the right spot and keeps it away from the defender, you probably will draw a penalty, which 15 yards or whatever, or at the spot of the ball, or you complete it, or it's probably, I say, out of bounds. Like, I'm thinking, like, down the sideline.
Doran, from your lips to football God's ears, and it makes me think of Steve Sarkisian, on 4th and 14, whatever it was, against Arizona State. And Arizona State, for some unknown reason, decides they're bringing a house. He calls a max protect double move shot. It's a beautiful call. They pick up the blitz. You can take a shot, like you're saying. There's limited risk. We know the Steelers get big, and when they're running the ball on these first downs, they got a couple of tight ends out there. You can max protect. And you can throw a deep shot. And there's not a ton of risk in that. It's not like we're asking for a 5-man route and you're saying, hey, offensive line, good luck. Max protect, deep shot. Maybe it goes out of bounds, like you're saying. Maybe you draw a penalty. maybe you complete the darn doggone thing. If it's, oh my gosh, intercepted, you're throwing it 50 yards down the field. To me, not a lot of risk in that and potentially a lot of reward. And even if it doesn't work and if it's not a turnover, it's in their head now the rest of the game. Simple stuff. Like when he says burn the boats, I don't think we're reinventing the wheel here. You are what you are. But something like that just to send the message early and take the ball early, I think it's a huge deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Texter, run the jet sweep. Go to hell. Get out of here with that. Is the toss play the new jet sweep?
Yes.
I think it is, Ian. I think it is. Yep. We've seen it with Fields. The toss fake and then and he's on the outside. A little of that, too. I think Pony tweeted out it's been 1.6 plays per game for Fields since Russ was named the full-time starter. I'd like to see that at least around 5 or 6 plays. At least.
How does it get to 1.6? Am I having a brain fart? Like, why isn't it just 2 plays?
Well, because
where's the 0.6 come from?
Well, because you would go 8 games and then however many plays, and you would divide it by 8. And
divide it.
Yeah.
But wouldn't it be even? Because it's like
no,
a play?
No. Not if he had an odd number of plays, which he must have.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
There we go.
Mm-hmm. Math.
Yeah.
It's good pit education you got there. That's because you were taking German, Spanish, and woodshop. Not enough time for math. You need to use your fingers? I know, I was scared to make that joke. Do I want to go one more? Okay, I'm going to go one more. You're adoring, you're big, you're not smart. By the way, Callis, I forgot my key card today. I'm going to need that during the break. I got to go. Got to go tinkle. Go take a whiz.
Say please?
Please?
He said please.
Wow. Thank you.
Don't give it to him.
Arthur Smith says he's burning the boats. No stern. Oh, man, now I've rattled myself.
Yes, look what you did.
No stone left unturned. Okay, so maybe some different stuff on offense. What do you want to see? 412-928-9370. We'll take your calls. We'll talk to you about that coming up next. 15-minute mark on the Fan is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. You can visit them at southhillskia.net. Pat Bostic going to be joining us from 7 o'clock until 10 today. He's our quarterback expert, and we'll even level up a little bit with our football talk. Big day, Penn State, Notre Dame this evening, and of course, Steelers, Ravens just 2 days from now. Arthur Smith says, you know what? Leave no stone unturned. Let's burn the boats. And this is going to sound dumb, perhaps. Doran, you tell me if it's dumb. If the Steelers run the ball on their first play of the game, I'm immediately going to say, yep, they're done, they're losing. If they throw it, that's going to give me, in one play, an absurd level of new hope. Wow, they did the thing. And it really shouldn't be that hard, but that would show me, okay, that's a totally different mindset if they throw the ball or attempt to throw it on the first play of the game.
That's exactly what I was about to say. I think that it'll tell you what their mindset is for the football game and how the football game will go and what they're willing to do. And how different it might look. I think that if they throw the ball, say the first series and they go no huddle and they throw the ball. Say it looks like, honestly, like the Cincinnati game, like the first one. I would anticipate seeing Justin Fields a few snaps. I would anticipate seeing some different looks on offense. I would anticipate seeing, you know, the tank just being emptied out. I think they would go for it. But if they're running on first down, next year they run on first down, like then it's like, okay, it's the same old Steelers. They didn't change anything. This was the method the whole time. The way that they thought that they could grab momentum into the playoffs was to do that against Cincinnati, and they still think that that's the right mindset. I wouldn't have a great feeling if that was the case.
Yeah.
But I would have a really good feeling if it was throw, get aggressive, and I'll be like, okay, they're going to switch it up a little bit and show some different looks.
Yeah. I might even amend it. If they take the ball, I'll feel pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Not that they'll definitely win the game or anything like that, but that they are viewing it the way that they need to be viewing it to win the game. That first decision, if they win the toss, that first play, it means so much. Just to understand what they're trying to do. No Name Bob, first up today. Hi, No Name Bob. I I mean, what are we doing?
Yeah, I don't know.
You got this cute little name, No Name Bob.
No Name
Bob. Your name's Bob. Yeah. We put you on.
Well, he was from yesterday or 2 days ago. Remember, he was like, it was No Name on there, and he's like, my name's Bob.
I can't remember two days ago.
Sorry. Yeah.
Texter, Crowley says ad nauseum. Is that true? Do I say ad nauseum too much?
No.
Cows, you think I say ad nauseum too much?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll cut that out. My bad. Texter, I just heard Chris Boswell miss practice yesterday. Does this concern y'all? Are you concerned?
No.
Give him a little IV. Be all right. A little Theraflu.
Be all right.
Put a little, what is that stuff you put on your chest? Vicks. Vapor Rub?
Yes.
Maybe some Alka-Seltzer?
Uh-huh.
Whatever you got to do.
Yeah.
Maybe one of those humidifiers in the room?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Open up the sinuses a little bit. He did the first bad thing of the year against Cincinnati. He kicked it out of bounds. Perhaps he had a little something-something coming on then.
Mm.